America Weekend. You know, we have Sue DeCicco as a guest here on Smith Sabatino, and as Carl just said, as we were having fun leaving for the last
trying to get the heck off the air
particular
yes.
segment, you know, Sue, you have experience in a lot of different areas, but I'd like to go back into your past for a little bit as to how you ever got involved being a Disney artist. You know, you draw people like or cartoons like not characters like Mickey Mouse and Minnie and Goofy and Carl and, you know, and all. I'm
that's,
sorry,
that's
I didn't
one
mean
I missed.
To bring,
I you know, it's there's always time, though, right?
Right. Well, I didn't mean to bring Carl and Goofy in the same sentence,
but there's a parallel. But I have big ears.
But anyway, how did that ever start?
Well, it was really a stroke of luck, as so many. Many people experience in their careers. I won an art contest when I was in high school, and Disney was starting this program at Cal Arts, which is an art school in California, which is now just notorious for creating some of the real mega superstars of the film world now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were recruiting heavily. It was an unknown. So I won an art contest, and they came. They sent a representative to my high school and offered me a scholarship to attend. So I was in the third class. We did not have a senior year yet when I was enrolled. I went straight out of high school, so I was very young. In my first class was John Lasseter. He was in the first year. Tim Burton was in the second year. Really the who's who of Brad Bird, who directed Tomorrowland, which is just now out with George Clooney, was also there at the time. And it turned out to be sort of a powerhouse group of really motivated, creative, fascinating people who've gone on to
artists,
really fabulous
artists,
things.
Absolute
well,
artists.
We were all being trained in the Disney way, and Disney hand selected us to replace the nine old men. There were nine men at the time who
they
all
were called
men,
the nine old men.
Right, they were called Disney called them the nine old men. They were dying off, and their idea in Walt's will, it was specified that a certain amount of money had to go to CalArts. So they decided to create this animation school within CalArts to put that money.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was I think there were only 25 of us when I was enrolled, and I was one of the very very few women. There was an interesting article in the LA Times last weekend about how the vast majority of the new class is all women at CalArts because they've changed the way that they screen applicants, and it's all blind now. So you just send your portfolio in, they know nothing about you. And through some fluke, it's pretty much all women now. But it was definitely male-dominated and a fascinating experience.
So there was basically a glass ceiling back in, I don't know, what are you talking about, 20 years, 30 years?
Yeah, it was, I started in 1979 or 78 and 79, I think. And, you know, the sexism was really thick at the time. I certainly have had a wonderful career and can't complain about it. But looking back at it, if my daughter was treated the way I was treated then, you know, there would certainly be the words, if not lawsuits. So, but that's the way it was, you know. That's just the times, and thank God that they're behind us now, and everybody gets an equal shot now.
Well, aren't you part of a Disney cadre of inspectors who look at other people's drawings?
Well, that's not me because I've been freelance for a long time, and that would fall to
well,
people.
Well, was it you at one time?
On the inside. I was an animator when I was on the inside, so I didn't really review other people's work.
Right.
So there were a lot of artists. When I was on staff, there were only 17 animators. When I was promoted to animator, I was the 17th.
Wow. Today, I've done hundreds.
Hundreds. Yeah, it's really a whole new world there.
That's fascinating. You know, very quickly, again, as Sue was talking, I met Walt Disney once. My father knew him. And he said to my little sister, she was my baby sister, don't remember, she was about three at the time, probably. I think she was three. Don't remember what I told you. And he had been talking to her, all right? And she's, don't remember what I said to you. You can be anything you want to be. That was Walt Disney.
Well, my favorite quote of Walt's is, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Yep.
And I think so many of us from the early CalArts days have embraced that, and it's really remarkable to see where it's taken
Fascinating,
us all.
Isn't it?
You know, he's not far different from Joseph Campbell,
yes.
who said basically follow your heart and,
follow,
follow your bliss.
He believed it. He believed it, obviously. Yeah. He believed it, and he lived his life that way and created a world around it. You can be.
A wonderful
You can dream, you can be.
But you have to do the hard work.
Yes, you do.
So I think a lot of kids today miss that part. They just want to dream. Dream and do.
A lot of dreaming.
And they miss the part that is really the most critical.
Everything takes preparation and proper preparation, including the ability to say, we finish with this particular segment, and we toss it over to Carl.
Yes, and Sue, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Sue DeCicco joining us on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. We're back. Please do stay with us.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores fourth with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This may come as a surprise to people who prefer four wheels over two. The overwhelming majority of bikers want only to be left in peace and ride their machines. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Everyone living on the grid knows about the shootout at a bar in Waco. When one goes down, they jump in to assist the fallen brother. We've all been around long enough to realize there's two sides to every story. And only the people present know what really happened. In time, most of the details will be known. Meanwhile, the rest of us are about riding our machines and watching for the drivers who continue to violate our right of way. To be clear, 99% of American bikers are about riding their machines. American Biker Minute.